Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
One of the other big stories that has just had my jaw dropping all weekend long are these horrible brush fires that we've been watching on the news in both Northern and Southern California. Unusual that they both should be going on at the same time. But earlier today, I got an email from our own Steve Alexander, who is in Redondo Beach, California. And thank goodness, Steve, that it has not affected you in any way, right, in Redondo Beach?
No, we're probably 60 miles away south from the fires in Malibu right now.
But you must have a ringside seat via all the local news.
You know, I got to tell you, the technological advances of news gathering, or live news coverage, has been incredible. We are watching, actually right now, a new fire has started within the last hour in Simi Valley. And watching the helicopter coverage of it, the live coverage, watching the water drops and that type of thing. But the problem is, you know, it's just so dry. We moved here the 1st of June. We've had about a tenth of an inch of rain since then.
Wow.
Humidity around the fire zone right now is about 6, 7, 8%. The winds are blowing again today. The red flag warning continues through Wednesday. And fire, I mean, the wind gusts, or the sustained wind speed right now in that area is 25 to 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
So it's any time one of these embers gets picked up and carried a mile or two or three someplace else, we have another problem.
Yeah, I know when I'm out there, which is, you know, kind of often out there doing interviews, that I see signs that are up everywhere warning people to be very careful. Certain areas, which I guess are more susceptible to, you know, sparks of things. I mean, there's nothing but consciousness everywhere, warning people to be careful during these drought periods, especially.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The count this morning in the Woolsey fires, it's called, is 370 structures.
Wow.
Mostly houses, burned to the ground. Two people, a couple caught in their car in Malibu, died. The fire right now is about 20% contained. They expect, if everything goes well, to have the fire fully contained by November 17th.
Oh, my gosh.
The video on these LA TV stations, I said, house after house, in some cases mansion after mansion, smoldering ruins. It's all that's left in many neighborhoods in Malibu.
Steve, I was watching, and Dean, and the CBS, Dean, I don't know if you remember, but Pat Harvey is anchor on the local CBS.
Yeah, she used to be on Channel 9 years ago.
She's the main anchor, yeah.
And she, her house was at risk. I don't know what happened there, but she was under evacuation but was on the air.
Well, that's one of the things that caught my attention in covering entertainment. Not that, you know, I don't pay attention to the news until celebrities are involved, but it does catch your eye. Gerard Butler tweeted out a photograph yesterday standing in front of what used to be his house, completely burned to the ground. Same with Housewives of Beverly Hills, former star Camille Grammer, house completely burned to the ground. Cher had tweeted that the fire was literally right across the street from her house. She could see the flames across the street. Lady Gaga evacuated. Azalea evacuated. Also burned to the ground Neil Young's house, Miley Cyrus's house. You know, and these are just names that we know. There are hundreds of other people, same situation, right?
Sure, yeah. Not only in Malibu, but Agora Hills, Hidden Hills, West Hills, which is actually part of the city of Los Angeles, Calabasas, and Thousand Oaks, a double whammy there. For those people, they were still reeling from the shootings
last week.
Yeah. In fact, some of the people that were attending a vigil in memory of the victims found out that they were being evacuated and didn't even have a chance to go home.
Oh my gosh! While they were at the vigil, they learned that they had to leave.
Right. Governor Jerry Brown described the conditions that led to these fires getting out of control so quickly and doing so much damage is the new abnormal. Not the new normal, but the new abnormal. And he said this new abnormal, with the best science telling us that the dryness, the drought, the heat, the wind, all of these things that are going to intensify, he said we've got a real challenge ahead of us, maybe the next 10, 15, 20 years.
I was reading a story about this morning in which it said that if wildfires broke out in Southern California, it was not uncommon for firefighters and first responders from Northern California to come down and help out and vice versa. But because both areas now have been affected by this, everybody's sort of on their own in dealing with this. So I can only imagine that the firefighters and the first responders are being tapped out to the max right now.
Yes, and they have been getting some assistance from other states in the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, firefighters coming down as well. The fire that we haven't talked about yet is the one, it's about 500 miles north of here. It's the one that burned down the town of Paradise, 29 people dead there, and maybe 200 others still missing in that one. It's incredible.
What's the best speculation that you're hearing from experts out there, Steve, about from where all of this may have started?
That's one thing I've been trying to pay attention to, and I haven't really gotten any indication other than maybe some power lines that got whipped about in the wind, sparked and caused some fires. I'm not sure that was the case this time. In an earlier fire this year, that was the case, and the power companies started shutting down power to these lines when this happened. But I don't know, Dean. I don't know if it's just things.
I hadn't heard either, and I just thought maybe we're too far away to not be getting all the details of the story. But that seems like a pretty big part of the story of where's all this coming from? Yeah. Where did it start?
I don't know.
Wow. So this, you just moved there when now?
1st of June.
1st of June. Welcome to California, Steve.
Well, I got to tell you, for now anyway, we're in a very insulated area from fire, these types of fires. We don't live in an area that's got a lot of brush around, so we're okay. But my goodness, as you saw, I'm sure you've seen some of the footage on TV of these
horrific
these houses.
Horrific, just, absolutely horrific.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. And I mean, I guess as somebody who lived in the Midwest for a very long time, it must be particularly strange for you, right, to be experiencing this. Not that it's normal in California, but it, I guess it happens more there than we would ever see here in the Midwest any time, right?
Well, I'm used to it raining every now and then. That's certainly something that happened in Chicago. As we've seen with tornadoes, where the tornado will seemingly pick on a house and leave it alone while destroying everything around it.
Right.
That's happened here too with these fires. Is that there could be a block of houses wiped out, and right across the street, or nestled in among that block, are houses that are okay. It's really interesting.
Is there any rain in the forecast there at all?
No. In fact, we've got these winds, the high wind warning, the red flag warning for the next few days.
Wow, that's it's just amazing. We'll keep an eye on the story. Send out our best wishes and our prayers to everybody who's going through that right now. And I'm glad that you're safe.
Yeah, we're fine.
Glad that you reached out. It's always nice to talk to you. Doing well otherwise? I haven't seen you in 100 years.
Yeah, been a long time, Dean. No, I'm doing well. I was, you were speaking earlier about Stan Lee and also DC Comics. Any chance, Dean, that we're going to see a recreation of that tying the towel around your neck and trying to jump off the garage?
Maybe I didn't have enough altitude. Maybe maybe that was the problem. Maybe a one-story garage wasn't tall enough for me to get some current underneath me or whatever it is. Fall like a big sack of potatoes off of. I'm sitting on a high chair right now, a stool. Oh, I'm likely to fall off this stool right now and break my neck. As clumsy as I am. What was I thinking, kids? I just need to tie a towel around my neck. That's why I can't fly.
That's it. Just the cape. That's all you're missing.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you. Stay safe out there, and thank you very much for the update. It's horrific. It's horrific to watch it. I can't. When the news comes on and I see these beautiful homes being burnt to the ground and these horrible stories of people who were killed inside their automobiles.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't even imagine. So.
And the animals too.
And the animals.
It's been really tough on animals.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yeah. Steve Alexander's in Redondo Beach, California. Thank you very much for the update, Steve. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon, pal.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye. Thank you very much. 150. Dean Richards in on the John Williams Show today, WGN.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Oh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At factory direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who will help you with your decorating creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Paddington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to TreeTime.com. Everything Christmas, TreeTime.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
This stuff is the best stuff I've ever taken. I don't take any medicine. I take nothing. If I get a little scratchy throat or even a headache, I take the vegetables. It works very fast. Or I'm feeling like a little down, tired, I take three of them, four of them, and I'm right up back to where I was. It's unreal how this stuff works. And I rave about it. This guy's a genius when it comes down to it. If anyone's skeptical about taking something, I get it. There's thousands of products out there. Look, you can be confident in this because, one, the one thing that makes me really, really happy about is that you guys make the capsule out of a plant-based product. It's not crap. It's real food, like you would put on the dinner table.
When you call, use discount code WGN, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code WGN.
Steve Bertrand Travel is heading back to Ireland in June. Join host Wayne Larrivee and his wife Julie on a 9-day tour. You know Wayne as the voice of Green Bay football and his days here at WGN Radio. There's golfing on some of Ireland's finest courses if you like, but the course is built for non-golfers and golfers alike. Visit Dublin, Killarney, and more. You'll see Dingle, the Cliffs of Moher, and still have time to talk football and enjoy a pint in the pubs. Hit the links or see the sights or both. It's all at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call 847-606-6065.
Illinois Bone and let me speak English this time. When I say Illinois Bone and Joint Institute has more advanced fellowship-trained physicians than any other orthopedic practice in the Midwest, with the most comprehensive medical, diagnostic, and rehabilitative services. IBJI has more than 100 orthopedic specialists, rheumatologists, podiatrists, pain medicine physicians, and more. Their ortho access immediate care facilities welcome walk-ins to treat your aches, breaks, twists, and sprains. Visit IBJI.com to find the facility or the specialist near you. It's Dean Richards on the John Williams Show. WGN 153 is the time. Just talking about the wildfires in California. Reports from the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. I was asking about the cause of the fires, if we knew anything about that. Pacific Gas and Electric informing state officials that one of its powered lines in Butte County suffered an outage at about the time of the devastating campfire igniting in the hills near the town of Polga. Cause of the campfire has not been determined. PG&E has provided an initial electric incident report. The information is provided in the report as preliminary, and they will fully cooperate with any investigations. The utility company has been criticized in the past after a bevy of wildfires tied to down power lines swept through the state of California in October of 2017.
My daughter lives in L.A. now, and she was at a cafe, I think it was on Saturday. You know, just she's sending pictures from, you know, she works in Santa Monica. And the smoke is absolutely visible there.
Yeah,
and over the weekend, she was at an outdoor cafe. Her phone was on the table, and when she picked it up to leave, it was, you know, had ash specks all over
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, because that's 25, 30
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, it's a long way, but,
away,
you know,
but still.
Steve talked about how the embers are being carried, and, you know, the ember, it can be a very light ember that goes quite a distance.
I can't imagine living in an environment like that. Can you? I mean, you're a Midwest kid like me.
No, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I would not want to live in an area where that was something that was might happen. I wouldn't want to live in an earthquake zone. They would say that they wouldn't. I mean, number one, they don't want to live, you know, where the temperature goes below 40 degrees. They freak out with that. But, you know, they don't want to live where there are tornadoes. I guess every area has something, you know, that we have to deal with. But maybe I'm just that much of a Midwest guy. I would not want to deal with the kinds of things that they deal with in California. Has anyone who's listening, if you lived out there, if you've gone through these kinds of things, do you get used to it? I don't know if the brush fires so much, but I know when I've been in California several times when earthquakes have happened, not anything huge, not anything devastating, but when you're a kid from Chicago and you're talking to somebody and the earth starts shaking, it definitely gets your attention. It definitely, you know, is something that you take notice of what's happening there. People are asking if there's any truth to the rumors that Monday night football game might be canceled due to the fires. We'll check that out. I have not heard anything related to that just yet. 312-981-7200 to text or to chat. It's Dean Richards for John Williams, WGN.